Good morning and welcome back to Entry Level Garbage, Hipster Garbage, Entry Level Hipster Garbage Season 3.
Good morning indeed.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, special Halloween edition for those of you.
We don't have any themed songs or anything, but it is Halloween. It is cold as heck outside, and the Patriots do not have a backup quarterback. So
yeah, I saw that this morning. That's heartbreaking.
Halloween special. No quarterback on our team, backup quarterback.
Not my favorite move. I know that's everyone's just like gasped. It's like, oh, they're totally committing to Brady now. But
right, I was surprised at the overwhelming positive reaction on social media and such. Yeah, I mean, he's a free agent in 8 games, I guess, so it makes sense to get value for him now. But
yeah, and I guess they're probably gonna pick up the 49ers, like, current quarterback is a free agent now.
Oh, yeah, Brian Hoyer. Back on the Pats, baby.
Like, he was on the Pats?
He was on the Pats. a lot, like 6 years ago. He was one of like the Brady backups. It was before Ryan Mallett. You remember him?
And he was before Matt Cassel?
I think. I think so.
Okay.
My timeline's all screwed up on these things. But yeah, anyways, this morning you heard The Wonder Years with I Don't Like Who I Was Then, and then Foxglove with their song Nothing. Zane, what are you dressing up for Halloween? Dressing up as for Halloween?
Well, I don't know if I have time to dress up today. I also have rehearsal until like 8:30, so might not be a big Halloween night.
What for?
What?
Rehearsal.
Oh, Tufts University Pep Band. Catch us at
Colby College.
tearing it up.
Also, be sure to check out playoff volleyball this Saturday for Tufts and Friday.
Go
Bows, Lady Bows. Bringing the cat crown back to Browntown.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie then.
What was the original? Oh, yeah, Halloween. So last weekend, I went as one of the, you know, those Swedish backpacks that everyone has? The like.
Oh, the Fjallraven.
Yeah, I went as one of those. So I wore all maroon and suspenders as the straps and like a fanny pack as like the back pouch. And I had the logo stapled on my back and some pins in like my back as like backpack pins.
That's a really funny costume.
I got to like Friday afternoon and I didn't have a costume and I was really on the spot. I went to the garment district and forgot how like the thrift section of the garment district is pretty expensive for a thrift store.
Oh yeah.
And the costume section, which is just like a retail costume store, is like crazy expensive.
Oh really?
I was originally when I first thought of that costume, I thought about doing it with a morph suit, and those are like $50.
Who in the right mind would spend $50 on a morph suit that you wear like?
Yeah. So
how often do you wear a morph suit?
Exactly. I got the suspenders and the fanny pack there, which were fine. They were reasonably, like, not that expensive. But I was just like, that's one of the things that you don't remember about being a kid, and like you're now going to have to think about if you're like a parent. It's just like,
oh, my kid's Halloween costume.
I gotta get my kid a Halloween costume every year.
Right, because they're never gonna dress up as the same thing twice.
No, but you have to. The move is like you don't go to the store and get the big, like, expensive, like, full, like, you buy this costume and now they're in, you know, they've got a giant spaceman costume. You, like, comprise your own spaceman costume out of, like, random things and, like, I don't know. But it's tough. Some of those costumes in the store look pretty awesome.
When I was a kid, my mom dressed me up, or I guess it was my parents, but I think this was my mom's idea, dressed me up as a leaf pile. And just like dressed me in pajamas and like stapled a bunch of leaves to me.
Awesome, but were you into it at that age?
I was really into it. There's a bunch of pictures of me like dressed up as a leaf pile. It's actually pretty funny.
That's a great costume. Yeah. If your mom like carried around a rake, too, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to my mom for that one.
Do you have a Halloween costume this year? Or did you not even?
No. I didn't dress up this weekend. I'm not dressing up today. I guess I'll just be a student.
Well, it's like the equivalent of, like, Ebenezer Scrooge, but the house. Because that's what you are.
Owen Fagan. But yeah, anyways, enjoy the rest of the show. We just wanted to drop in, say happy Halloween. It's not often we get a holiday show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just pretty exciting.
That didn't even occur to me until you said it right now. Like, I didn't realize it was Halloween. You know...
Where's all the joy gone, Zane?
Halloween in college definitely exists on the weekend nearest Halloween.
I will say, like, I saw, like, a Instagram from this, like, adult that I follow on Instagram. Like, it's not, like, a college kid or anything that said, like, happy Halloween. And I was like, oh, yeah, like,
it's not Halloween.
It's Halloween, yeah.
Like, you saw it today, and today was actually Halloween.
No, yeah, exactly. And I was like, I forgot. Like,
I'm not going to wish anyone happy Halloween today because no one's going to be dressed up. No one's going to be mucking any candy, like...
If you go to Tony Monaco's house, he gives you candy.
I can't imagine being someone who would want to go do that. Like, go ahead, like that's crazy that there's enough people who are like, oh, let's go up to Tony Monaco's house and just ask him for candy. I don't know. That's just so strange to me. I feel like I would be there and he would just not want me to be there at all, and he would not want to be there at all.
Right.
Not like that's nothing against Tony Monaco. It's just like he's got a ton of stuff to do. I feel like he really would not enjoy
it. It sounds like he didn't wish you a happy birthday and you're a little salty about it. Did he wish you a happy birthday?
I don't think he really does that. I think that's someone else on his account.
Okay, well, did Tony Malaco's intern not wish you a happy birthday?
I'm not friends with him on Facebook, so no. Are you?
Yeah, of course.
Did he wish you a happy birthday?
Yeah. It was nice. He was the first one to do it.
Yeah, that's definitely
1201 yeah, no on way. December 12th.
Okay, so then it's just like a bot. That's like that's the biggest hoax of all time. That Tony Malaco gives a Tony Malaco has more important things to do than wish you a happy birthday. I say it the nicest way.
I disagree. I don't think there's a lot of more important things. Anyways, you know what I just realized too is I think my birthday's on a Tuesday this year.
Tuesday.
Little happy birthday. Happy birthday, Andrew.
The Owen's birthday special.
I make you all call in and wish me.
Rise and grind. If you like, for every song you want to play, someone has to call in. Otherwise, we won't play music.
Yeah, we'll just sit here in radio silence.
And like white noise, static. You guys got to earn your tunes by calling in.
That's your birthday
Owen.
Present to me. But yeah, we'll get back to the music. But thanks for tuning in. Happy Halloween, and yeah, enjoy, folks.
Somewhere past the beat cops and beautiful women who work for the government. They walk by in air-conditioned tunnels that arc high above the street, while I sweat in my hot coffee and daydream about how we might meet. Your mother asks for a picture. She says today's your birthday in some strung out western stutter, making all the world her ashtray. She adjusts her aviators with an absent shaking hand, tilts the camera 45 degrees and calls out modeling command. When we used to go to parties, you'd spend an hour before the mirror, and I'd drink your gin and ask about your high school souvenirs, tacked on the wall above the bed, an old inkjet collage. But you were never much for talking, so I knelt to your mirage. We'd walk the three blocks westbound in the moonlit Philly fall, and the party would be grand. All our friends would grin with pride. All our friends would be so drunk and have such pleasant things to say. Then at last we'd see each other in the way that we had dreamed to be seen. Those nights your house kept secrets, we'd stumble up the stairs, my hands tore through your records while your hands unpinned your hair. The both of us still green enough to remove the other's clothes, quiet signal of devotion that I am happy to have known. Thank you.
Everything is given. Nothing is due to you. And you know that what you know is only ever what you've been shown. Worry, fear, and anguish around the world. God knows I've seen it consume our hearts, chase them in caves, and it engraves. It's all for nothing. We're on our own, all alone. But I've seen the streaks of clarity in the rain. The frost, and I've seen you bend your will do like the river around the rocks, and in the world the sky.
Can't you see it? And I thought love was free. hustle and confusion. Busy seems that I have been longing for, but institutions I'm on autopilot for. Promising allowances for cubicle adornments. Wanna dispose of my daydreams. The meadow on the grain. I hope it stays just the same as I recall. Telltale signs being torn, living life, but living in the times, the bottled up anxieties from redefining these words like survive. Longing for enlightenment in spite of it, in light of it, I'll tell you, I'm not as calm as meets the eye. Seeing everything is defined by the limitations of what is inside. Despite the snipers, I'm not condescending, not lazy. Dreams just are not in congruence with how you would have me dream now. Rest assured, knowing I will find myself at peace, if not at bay. So when I sit up straight, piercing holes through my tongue, its proneness to be kind due to my conditioning. Rampant thoughts that fill my mind have led me to believe I'm not cut out for this town. My feet seem to have lost their ground, cause it's a cold promenade in stagnant shoes that aren't a fit. And I've tried so hard to keep the rest. That's why I'm leaving in the morning when the fog cooks off the bay.
American boy. But sin follows. Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Same old Bobby, same old beat. Well, yeah, they got nothing on me. The same old cars, same old streets. But yeah, they got nothing on me. And easy come and easy go. I told you so. Well, they just want you for your door. Man, I'm sure I told you so. Well, you're dead and Joe. It's been eating away your life. You feel a little inside. But trouble is drive. And now you spend your evenings searching for another life. And yeah, I think, mate, I think you got in your sights. Well, easy, easy. There's no need to take that toll. Telephone, man, just leave us alone.
should have kept my receipt. Cause this sandwich I bought, yeah, it's been off for a week. A lie test gone stealing my money. When positivity seems hard to reach, I'll keep my head down and my mouth shut. Cause if you're going through hell, we just keep going. You're easy, so easy. You're easy. Man, just leave us alone. I'll be 1 minute on the phone.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, Season 3. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Since the last time we talked to you, you heard Slaughter Beach Dog with his? It's Jake.
It's pretty much just Jake, I feel like.
His song, Phoenix. Shout out to Elon University. CSTVT with Between Berwyn and Bryn Mawr. Shout out to Bryn Mawr College.
Okay.
Algernon Codwaller with his song Spit Fountain. Thanksgiving with their song Around the World. Early Eyes with Wasted Time. Weston Bookhouse. Did he earn the friend of the program tag?
Who, Weston Bookhouse?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hometown name. Like, I think that's what like the library in hometown is called. So
friend of the program, Fog and Farewell. Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra with Whistle Like Jim. Grad Life. With Mom Jean Sucks, parentheses, Austin Drives a Fast Car, though, close parentheses. And then King Krule with Easy Easy, which we played because we just went to a King Krule concert.
Yeah, on Thursday, which I thought was actually a lot of fun. We were talking about the interesting demographic that was there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all these places that we go to, like, always has that same demographic. It's like, are we part of that demographic now? I don't know.
We're definitely not on the same frequency as everyone there. Like,
yeah, it was like...
It was
like a Renaissance painting of just like hipsters. Yeah, I don't know. But it was pretty good. He was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not like the biggest fan of the new album, but he didn't play too much off the new album anyways. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He played all the old stuff and like the hits and stuff.
Yeah, it was cool. Paradise Rock.
Paradise is good.
Yeah.
Looks like we got 15 more minutes.
Yeah, we'll play some more stuff.
I've got a few more songs.
Get off the airwaves. Cool, you want to play one?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Not gonna sing this, I won't even try. Cause living this thing with you's been my whole life. Did fine by whoever is up watching me. There's nothing he saw that I didn't see. From this pile of body parts, living part-time, that's been bundled in songs or spit out in lines. I love you forever and forever will be. Wherever you go is wherever I'll be. I love you forever and forever will be. Wherever you go is wherever you'll find me. I got to taste what the knife only knows. And treated to parts where nobody goes. Don't care if it's just human, what we're programmed to do. We're out on our own here. It's just me and you. And I love you forever and forever will be. Wherever you go is wherever I'll be. I love you
Well, the further I go, it's the older I get, and I find I'm alone when I'm drinking. Yeah, it's hard to get on when you'll roll cigarettes from the dreams that you dried up and twisted. Naturally, I'll find my way back to naturally, she'll say no. Well, time and again I find liquor and friends, oh, the girls, but their aches get bigger. Yeah, she'll say she's in love, but what's it worth when you're drunk? And she'll leave for a man who's much richer. Naturally, I'll find my way back to her. Naturally, she'll say no.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, Season 3. Last time we talked to you, you heard Gambles with his song Forever Will Be featuring Father John Misty. Then it was Del Water Gap with I Am Drunk and She Is Insane. Then Just Friends with Ryerson. And right now you're listening to It Looks Sad with their song Radical.
Yeah, they've been playing a lot more lately, but I've kind of very quickly burned through their small discography, and they haven't come out with music since 2015, so we'll see where that ends up.
I'm not hopeful for the future prospects of that.
Yeah, definitely not the band we're looking at the most right now. Our big release this week, I think, was the Slaughter Beach Dog album.
Yeah, definitely take a listen to that. Definitely listen to that.
Pretty good. It's the three or four singles off of it were by far the best, but I've enjoyed listening to the album start to finish. It's a nice mood album.
Yeah. I've heard it described as a favorite pair of, sounds like a favorite pair of jeans, and I kind of agree with that. Wow. Very sweet description. Anyways, as always, thanks for tuning in. We really, really appreciate it.
On WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
So be sure to tune in next week. Same time, same place, same channel. 91.5, we'll be here. And yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Love you guys.